that?
Presence or beingness is beyond form, so you know that which is beyond form as yourself, which is a field of still presence, intense aliveness, still presence. And forms appear in that, and that's beautiful. The body appears, and it's fine. Thoughts appear, that's fine too, because you're no longer trapped in the thoughts. You are that which makes every thought possible. So the key is that stillness that is so alive, that is now. So when we talk about the present moment, the now, what does that mean? The mind says it doesn't mean anything. The mind says there's no such thing as the now. Can you show me where it is? There's only past and future, and it's something very fleeting here that really has no meaning. That's what the mind says. But there's, when we say the now, there's a mystery in there, and there's a key in there. What temporarily we call the now, something very strange. This moment, we're here. Before this moment happened, as an event in time, it already had a shadowy existence in your mind as the anticipation of this moment. It was going to happen. You knew you were going to come here, so and soon it'll be over, and it'll recede into the past, and it'll be a memory. Another present moment will be there, or the same moment filled with the appearance of some other event, phenomenal event. Your whole life, it's strange how when something's gone, it evaporates into nothingness. Even this, there will come a time when nobody will remember this beautiful moment as an external appearance. These bodies will go, so the memories will go, and then a few photos may survive of this event, live a little bit longer, and then become yellow, and then there may even, some people may have videoed something, but that probably has a limited lifespan too. And so eventually, the external appearance of this moment will have evaporated completely, including the bodies, and yet there's something here that is beyond the external appearance of this moment. There's something deeper, the very essence of your life, which it's like a phantom, your childhood, where is it now? Events of last week, gone, dissolved. It comes into the now, gone. What remains is the field of now in which your whole life unfolds as form, the stillness that is underneath whatever happens. Things happen. The stillness is there and allows it to happen. To know yourself as that stillness is freedom. Freedom from form. Freedom from the world. Freedom from self as the little me. And then the world is a beautiful place. It's no longer threatening. It's not threatening, and it's no longer promising. It loses the qualities of promise, something there is going to give it to me. Nothing, you don't need, it's here now, you don't need to be given anything. your very essence is life in its fullness now. Is that, I don't want you to believe in that as an idea in your head. The words are only a little signpost. It's only if you are in the now with every cell of your body, that's how it's initially I put it, you can realize the truth of this, that life in its fullness, an expression Jesus used, he said, I want you to have the fullness of life. Life in its fullness, beyond anything happening or not happening. Nothing to do with how much time you still have as this form. Nothing to do with any life situation or condition, good or bad. Life in its fullness is already here, and that's, I call that sometimes the power of this moment, which is life. So you don't need the world anymore then, and you don't fear the world anymore. And you don't need the future anymore, you don't fear the future anymore. It has a peripheral existence, only practical purposes. Let's meet tomorrow at 4 o'clock, okay? That's practical, it works on that level. Beyond that, future is no longer needed to give you a sense of its promise of some kind of deeper identity or fulfillment. It's an illusion, it never comes. How can it give you that? There's only this. So it's going beyond your life situation and the conditions of the me to a place of greater depths.